Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays on 98.1 KZE, sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north on I-84. The Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries, offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee. On Broadway in Kingston, the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And it is my great pleasure to welcome Jan and Vincent from Honorella Ristorante in Saugerties here on Tasting Tuesdays. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing, Adam?
I'm good.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate
it. Absolutely.
All the way from Saugerties.
Yeah, all the way.
Okay, so Jen, you're the sales director, and Vincent, what's yours? Your title?
I'm the owner of Honorella Restaurant.
Owner. That's the one that pays the bills?
That's the one that pays the bills.
People want to know, they're clamoring, how long has Honorella been around?
12 years.
That's good.
We've been there 12 years.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Tell me, Vincent, is there a point that they say if you've survived this long, you're doing pretty good. Your odds are doing pretty good for a long range time.
Yeah, they say most restaurants, if they do fail within the first year.
Right.
I can't say after that. You know, like any business, ups and downs. But we got a good thing.
It's like quality. It's location, all those components, and a little bit, of course, luck. Right?
Yep.
That's got to
be
part of the equation, right? But let me ask you, if you were to be as objective as you could be, what do you think is the reason for you guys have survived for 12 years and thrived for 12 years?
Yeah, I mean, what we do at Honorella is authentic. You know what I mean? The dishes, the cuisine, I mean, it goes back 40, 50 years. You know, my grandfather was a restaurateur. My father's a restaurateur. All these dishes go back that far.
Where were they? Tell me a little bit about the family history.
My father's first restaurant was up in Windham, actually Hensonville, Vesuvio. That was his first restaurant. He opened up in 1977. I was born up here in 1978. So he opened that up when he was 24, 25. Mm-hmm. And you know, my grandfather came from Naples. He was in pizza restaurant business. His pizzeria is still in Bensonhurst today, JNV Pizza.
Bensonhurst is for those who don't know, a neighborhood in southern Italy. I'm sorry, Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. That's amazing generations and that you continue to keep. Do you have any kids?
Not yet.
Okay. Now, you guys did bring, and we're going to come back to the restaurant. It's in Saugerties. I wrote down the address, 276 Malden Turnpike in Saugerties, right?
Correct.
So you can find them. You can find them, Honorella Restaurant online, of course. You brought in three of your, I guess, you know, lines of pasta sauce.
Mm-hmm.
There's a marinara and a tomato basil. These are classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think you don't need to reinvent delicious tomato.
What's good is good.
And of course, a tomato, the pomodoro sauce. Jen, besides the restaurant, where can we find these?
Okay, so we're in a lot of local places now. In the bigger stores, we're in Adams and Kingston.
Really?
We're in all the Tops locally, mm-hmm. Up on the mountain. We're up at Hickory Hill and been wonderful in Wyndham. We've had a lot of great
response. Do we meet
in
Catskill?
We are at City It in Catskill.
Yeah, you're in City. That's right.
That's where we met you.
That's right.
Those guys are fantastic.
Oh, nice.
I know. Wonderful. We got to plug City It too. Yeah, because they're smart. First of all, they're a great store there and a coffee shop, but they also have the good sense to stock Honorella pasta sauce.
Oh, just a fun place. It's great people. Good energy there.
I think that's right. That's very astute. Is this like kind of like an entirely business, a separate business in the sense that there's a whole department dedicated to selling the sauce and manufacturing and distribution?
Mm-hmm. It's an extension of Honorella, you know, Ristorante. We developed it. It wasn't even developed. You know, we came up with the idea a year ago. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, me and my wife, we were like, these sauces are so good, and there's so many sauces out there that are just not good. Why couldn't we do it?
Right.
You know, so we did kind of like a test run of it. We just jarred it ourselves. It was over the holidays. Uh-huh. We did it in the restaurant. We sold it out of the restaurant, little gift baskets, and people went wild over it. And, you know, that's how it sparked, and we did it.
Mm-hmm. I assume it's 12 years again that you have a certain percentage of very loyal clientele. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, we're heavily locally driven, part of our success. Yeah.
I'm talking with Vincent and Jen from Honorella Restaurant in Saugerties. They've been around for quite a while. And what's the capacity there at the restaurant?
We could seat at one time probably about 125, 100, 100, something like that. Yeah.
That's a pretty large number.
It's a good size. Good size.
Is it just one main dining room, or is there like a private rooms or anything like that if people want to throw a party or something?
Absolutely. We have three dining rooms. One dining room is able to convert into a private dining room that we could fit up to 30 to 40.
Yeah, it's a big place.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you taking some time off today. I'm sure they're missing you there. It's been a long, cold winter, let's face it. I imagine that's not bad for business because you can get some good comfort food there, right?
I mean, it's been very icy and snowy, which doesn't help business as much.
I suppose that's true. But I just like you get so claustrophobic. Maybe it's me, but I get so claustrophobic. I would look forward to, the opportunity to go out. Well, I'm sorry. Well, things will pick up, I'm sure, after people hear this.
Right.
Tasting Tuesdays, for God's sake. But what would be one of the more popular items on the menu these days?
Let me tell you, I mean, a knockout, I eat too much of is...
You're very slender, so... But you're on your feet a lot, I'm
right,
sure.
Right. It's our lasagna. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't give you the recipe, but it's my father's secret recipe.
But we can give you the sauce.
But it is a knockout. You have to come and try it.
All right. I promise to do that. You did bring these three. So I'm going to taste... I'm going to open up... Let's see the marinara first here. And if you want to jump in, Jen, and... Because I know you're very good at talking about these pastas.
Yes, the biggest thing that I felt that...
Oh my God, that's so good.
That's so good, right?
Yeah. That's really good.
The biggest response when I'm doing the tastings in the local shops and everything is that I'm getting people to say to me, I'm so glad that you brought the sauce here, or so glad that the sauce is across the river now. Mm-hmm. People, it's so brand recognized, and it makes me proud, because it's a great product and people know. And as soon as they try it, if they haven't, they love it. So... Yeah. They say, oh, this is what my grandmother's tastes like, my grandmother's or whatever. And I'm like, and people don't want to spend 10 hours making sauce anymore in the kitchen or have the time.
And so we
can get it right now.
Yeah. Like this. I mean, it is a pleasure to make a sauce, and you can make a big batch of it and freeze it so it lasts all winter. But we're not plugging that and emphasizing that. We're emphasizing getting your sauce here at Honorella.
Yeah. What makes it special is everything's done in-house. Mm. So the same sauce, when you come to Anarella and order a pomodoro, you're getting right there.
Right.
Same thing.
No special.
No, it's all natural.
And it's got the bay leaves right there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying the pomodoro.
Fresh garlic, it's yummy.
Garlic. Can you ever add enough garlic when you're making a sauce? Is there such a thing as too much?
Depends on the garlic.
I'm serious. I know, it's a serious question. Like, I was told by my mother, who was a great cook in her day, and sadly, she's not with us, but she, one thing I did take away, and I'm not much of that great a cook, but she did say, you can't ever have too much garlic, just slow cook it. Yeah. And you can use a lot.
Yeah, that is the secret. That's what my father always says. It's about the slow cooking to get the flavors.
Don't burn the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to mention that's really important is that I have a lot of allergy to a high acid type of diet.
Mm-hmm.
This sauce... The acid
doesn't
level
bother you.
He has it completely to the
dialed
T,
in.
And I have no problem having the sauce.
Thank you, Jen, for bringing that up.
I get a lot of that for feedback. People always say, I can't have that, I have so much acid.
The acidity, right.
So tell me, I know you can't give away your recipe, but maybe you could say, what's the trick to reducing acidity in a tomato sauce?
I mean, it really comes down to the amount of time that you're cooking. The great thing about us is we do everything in-house, so we could take the time. You know what I mean? So the longer you cook, all the flavors come out and everything burns off, right?
So how long are you talking about when it comes to making, let's say, a pomodoro sauce? How long is that the time?
Can't give you the exact time.
No.
A lot longer than when people cook it commercially. Put it that way. Because we've tested doing it commercially.
What does that mean, commercially?
Commercially means with an outside manufacturer. Right?
Right.
So you go to another commercial kitchen where people are cooking it for you in bigger bets, and the times that they cook are half of the times that we cook. Yeah. So our flavors are way better than if you're cooking it commercially.
I don't know if people listening can tell, but I'm slowly, sneakily getting more and more information out of Vincent. He doesn't know it. So you slow cook garlic. That's one trick. Very slowly. Turn the flame down to barely a flicker, you know, and cook that garlic slow. Don't be afraid to use a lot of garlic. And then also just keep cooking the sauce.
Just keep cooking.
Keep like hours and hours. It actually is true. I happen to know that. Before we say goodbye, because now I want to get some lunch, and I've tried, by the way, all of three of the samples you brought, and they really, I can say honestly, these are outstanding. They're delicious. But I knew that from our last visit, so I invited you guys. Anything you want to let people know that's coming up?
I just wanted to mention that we will be this Friday at the Sunflower Market in Woodstock for a tasting. If anybody wants to come out and try, it'll be between 2 and 5 p.m., March 6th.
Again, Anarella, Ristorante with an I and an E at the end, right? .com?
Correct.
But you can, of course, just Google it. And are there any other social media or anything else people?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram.
Of course.
All right. Absolutely. And we're open Wednesday through Monday. We're closed on Tuesdays. This is the first year we've actually had to close because of the weather, the past two storms we've had. And we haven't done that, I don't even think, since we've opened. That says a lot.
So thank you, Vincent Grezia and Jen Tyen, for coming in from Saugerties today. We'll have you back, absolutely.
Please.
And with some lasagna next time.
Yes. And if you're on this side of the river, check out, Tops in Rhinebeck, because it's there.
Oh, okay. Tops. That's all on the website, I assume, where you can find it, right? All the locations.
Yes.
Yep. Excellent. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
All right. This is 98.1 KZE.